For the IDEA Data Center, I'm Amy Bitterman, and this is A Date with Data. Every month, I sit down with data quality influencers from around the country to share their stories about special education data and the work they do to improve outcomes for children with disabilities. Hello. On this episode of A Date with Data, we are throwing a spotlight on preschool special education, or 619 data. I am joined by Jody Fields, who is the Part B Data Manager with the Arkansas Department of Education, and also Heather Dunphy, who is a Lead Education Program Specialist with the Arizona Department of Education. They will be sharing their insights and experiences related to improving the quality of their state's 619 data, and also using the data to support early childhood programs and help improve outcomes for students with disabilities. So thank you both so much for being on.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Of course.
Thanks for having us, yes.
So to start things off, Heather, can you tell us a little bit about how you're involved in IDEA data generally, and then also more specifically with preschool data?
Sure. Well, my primary responsibility is federal submissions. And so I will pull all of the data for each of the SPP APR indicators and review that data. And then I'm the one who puts it into the template, and then I meet with the specialist to review that data. So that's my primary role, working with all of the indicators, IDEA data. And then I also work with significant disproportionality calculations and communicating with school districts in that area, as well as our LEA determinations. Mm-hmm. And so as far as IDEA data, specifically with preschool data, you know, I'm back here in the office, but the specialists are the ones who go out and talk to our school districts. And so what I like to do is to help prepare them with, kind of equip them with the data that they think is most relevant, so that when they go to the school districts, they have talking points.
Great. So really a kind of more behind the scenes support mm-hmm. in that way. Thanks, Heather. Jody, what about you?
So for me, I actually manage all of the 3-21 student and personnel data. Mm-hmm. So we're overseeing the 618 data sets. We train the local education agencies on our student management systems, do all the training materials, and also the APR. Mm-hmm. So specifically for early childhood within our student management system, because we have a single system, it covers PK-12 basically, and that tracks all the referrals. And of course, there's always has to be that field that distinguishes whether it's preschool or school age, and which is grade level. And our early childhood programs have their own module to track their entry into special education and their exits, including the outcomes. And then we have the personnel data that ties in on 3-21, which captures mm-hmm. the FTE then for early childhood also.
Okay, thanks. Can you talk about how you partner with the Early Childhood Special Education Coordinator and any other staff who focus on preschool special education data? And Jody, do you want to address that first?
Sure. So our 619 coordinator, I work closely with them on providing them specific data, but they also have access to the most recent data submitted by the districts, by the LEAs, through a secure portal that they can actually go out and look at what was the most recent child count, what was their most employee or their exiting data. But they also will request that data from me for certain formats so they can discuss things. Mm-hmm. There's aggregate reports they can get access to year-round through that secure portal. And we do a lot of, if there's something specific going on in a specific program, I can log into the student management system and pull them a more recent data set. Mm-hmm. And then we'll do ad hoc reports as they want them.
Thanks, Jody. And Heather, what about you? Can you talk about how you're partnering in Arizona with your 619 staff?
Yeah, absolutely. So like I mentioned, I like to prepare the reports so that our specialists can go out to the schools and have relevant information to present. A lot of the information that we have is set up in data tables. And so one of the things that I like to do is to put it in a visual format, and that way the school district can see visually some information that can be interpreted a little bit more easily than it would be if it wasn't visualized. So the preschool team came up with certain indicators of success that, like, what would be good to visualize on some sort of a printout. And so we identified things such as the October 1 child count over the last few years, show what that looks like, show the LRE of the different LRE categories, different disability status, summary scores from the preschool outcomes. We also looked at the average entry and exit scores of preschool scores. We also included the parent survey data over the past 3 years. So taking all of these kind of measures of success and putting it into one place and looking over the past 3 years, we can really start to see trends. And it came in handy not too long ago when one of our specialists went to a school district, and the school district had looked at their data, but now that it was visualized, they could see that there was a huge drop in child count, and that did not show up, you know, that didn't occur to them when they looked at the data tables. So by seeing it visually and looking at the bar graphs, they were like, why is this number so low? Well, let's look back at the data you submitted, and there were integrity errors, and, you know, going forward, here's how you can correct this so it doesn't happen again in the future. So just by visualizing it, it makes the conversation a little bit more palatable. And our school districts have actually been asking for the graphs now. And so that's exciting, because they're understanding the data in a way that I think they hadn't been before.
So it sounds like it's not just a matter of you get a request, or it's, you know, you provide certain data to them on a regular basis, but really collaborate with them closely to help understand what's the best way for them to see and visualize and be able to use the data, and kind of have those conversations on how to even interpret the data, and really digging deeper with them. So that's great.
Exactly. It not only helps the school district better understand their data, but also gave confidence to our specialists to explain the data when they're looking at it visually as well.
Right. Because I'm imagining the specialists you're working with maybe themselves aren't the most comfortable or have a great amount of knowledge or expertise around data. So you can kind of play that important role for them.
And they're awesome, but that might not be their strength. And so to equip them so they feel confident going out there and looking at data, and then they bring their expertise. And so I think it really brings a lot that the department can offer when there's a site visit.
It's a really nice partnership there. Thanks, Heather. So let's talk about why preschool data is so important. Sometimes it feels like maybe there isn't as much attention given to preschool data as there should be and as there is for school age. So talk about the value that you see in preschool data in your state. Heather, do you want to start us off?
Sure. I mean, the preschool data, we think it's one of the most important pieces of data, because we're taking these students when they're so little, and we're looking at the impact that we can give them that's going to trickle down for the next, you know, 15 years that they're in the school system. And so we're really working closely with the preschool entities, because those kids, if we can get them as close as possible to, you know, narrow that gap so that when they start kindergarten, they are as, you know, as close as possible so they can get the best start as possible. Because if they're starting kindergarten already, you know, with a gap, it's really hard to close that gap. It gets wider and wider as the child progresses through elementary and high school typically. And so understanding as the child is still in preschool, monitoring that data, seeing if we're closing the gap each year, providing that technical assistance to the school district so that we can get that child, you know, when they start elementary school, off and running with the best start possible.
Yeah, set them up for success, and having that data is knowledge to see where they're at and where you need to go. So definitely agree. Let's talk about how you use preschool data in your states to help inform issues. And Jody, you gave us a really nice example talking about LRE. But do you have any other examples to share, maybe ways that you've used data for root cause analysis or maybe connected 619 data to help inform K-12 data, for example? But Jody, do you have other ways you've done that?
Sure. So we have a field in our data system for early childhood that has absolutely nothing to do with federal reporting. And it's just called program type. So they actually indicate whether or not a child is in a regular preschool, HIPPE, Head Start program, an Arkansas Better Chance program. And we have taken that data and matched it with our early childhood outcomes data. Mm-hmm. So we could see which type of program actually has the best outcome results, which then also you can align over to kindergarten as to how are they doing in kindergarten. So a number of years ago, I took the knowledge and skills piece of the outcomes, and at the time Arkansas was doing an observation in kindergarten as to readiness, and I was comparing. And it was really interesting to see, because those kindergarten teachers only had like 30 days to do this, compared to where the early childhood staff who has seen them for, you know, 2-3 years and knows the child, how they would score them compared to how the kindergarten teacher scored them. And they were total opposites. Where they were leaving early childhood saying, you know, yes, they're at age level for these, for the outcomes, but over here in the kindergarten classroom, they're like, no, they're not. And it's really that difference in the environment and the difference of knowing the child. And that is part of what led with to the what they're calling the basic program, which is Building Arkansas Strong Through Inclusive Classroom Training and Coaching Project. Because if we want to have them in integrated early childhood so they can move into that integrated kindergarten classroom smoothly.
Thanks.
So yeah, that's the, you know, the gist of it really is connecting to K-12.
Yep. Okay. Heather, how about you? What are some ways that you've used preschool data to inform issues in your state, or as an example, you know, use 619 data to help inform your K-12 data and programs?
Well, we've been really doing quite a few data dives here in Arizona with the preschool data to see if particular interventions are working. It's one thing to do an intervention, but we need to follow up to see if it's over year, if it's making an impact. It's a little bit hard this year because we changed our methodology for measurement this past year, and so it's hard to do a trend analysis. But even before we changed our methodology, we were looking at trends to see if particularly the increase in inclusion has had any impact on outcomes. It wasn't too long ago, maybe 5-6 years ago, that we were at about 27% of the preschool students were in a regular early childhood program. And now it's at 40%. So going from 27 to 40% is huge. But then it's like, well, is there, what's the impact of that? Can we measure it in some way? Can we see any change in the scores? So I did an analysis 2 years ago, and we did see that there was a connection, and it was so exciting, you know, to see that the efforts are really paying off, that the students are receiving, you know, higher scores the more that the inclusion rate is increasing. So that, and I know that that's what the research says nationally, but to actually see it happening in our states is exciting. And that then that kind of data dive, it has a ripple effect, because I'll do the data dive with our preschool coordinator, and then she discusses it with the specialists, who then go to the schools, and they explain the results, and then the schools can look at their data and explain it to their teachers. And so it's kind of a ripple effect to see that what we're doing is being measured, and the Department of Education is looking at it. We are all busy, but the work that we're doing at our little school, they are looking at, and they're coming back and telling us, here are the results. And that encourages the whole system to know that we're moving, you know, in the right direction, or if we're not, then let's try something else, or maybe get more training in a certain area. But yeah, the data dives have been so exciting. There's just so many things to look at. And when it comes to the kind of the health of our entire SPP-APR, we look at what's called slippage. And if there's an area of slippage, then that is a problem. And so I think it was 2 years ago that we did have slippage in an area. And I looked at all of the outcomes for the school districts. And we found one of our largest school districts had an area of slippage. But that school district had, 12 preschool settings. So it's like, well, let's dive deeper. Let's go deeper. Mm-hmm. Which particular site is having the issue? And we identified two sites that had quite a few students, and their outcomes were not good at all. So we actually invited that school district leadership team to come to ADE for a sit down and try to sort this out. I was a little bit nervous because, you're kind of giving bad news. Yeah. But you know what ended up happening? The school district sat down, I'm presenting the data, and the director was excited about it. She said, this is great news. And I said, it's great news. She said, yeah, because I'm a new director, been in this position a year. When I first came here, I went and saw all of our preschool sites in our district, and there were those two that I could already tell were not, they were just not performing well. They didn't have the kinds of things going on that I would like to see. So I ended up closing those two schools. Oh. So this validates that validates me to know, like, I closed those schools, those outcomes were not good. And those children have now been placed in other settings. And so we wouldn't be able to really look at that, right? If you're just looking at statewide aggregate data, you wouldn't see that, which is what we put in the SPP-APR. So it's really important to take those data dives and get the, get the specialists on board, get the school district to communicate, and then everybody's on the, on the same page.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like, when you have seen slippage in your SPP-APR, you're really taking it seriously and trying to investigate and determine, really what is going on and what can we adjust so that this doesn't continue, which is really, the purpose of it. So, and in this case, it sounds like you've identified an issue and, having that corroboration for you with the data, and then also on the in the real world, what you see happening is is pretty important. So kind of to wrap up, can you say a little bit about what role preschool special education data plays in your state, really beyond the federal reporting requirements? Heather, do you want to take that first?
Absolutely. It's something that we look back across years. We look at longitudinal data. That's really important in all of the indicators. And so it's part of every conversation that we have with the school districts. It's part of the conversation that we have with the specialists. We have the conversations that we have with different cohorts. So we're using the data to really fuel our work, the work that we're doing with the schools, to try to encourage them to look at inclusion, to look at inclusive practices, think about inclusion. And it's one thing to have a student included, but are they really included, or is it just a kid is sitting in the corner in an inclusive classroom, but what's really going on in the classroom that would be helping to move the needle? And then let's look at it longitudinally. Let's look at what's happening year over year and see if the interventions are working. And if not, let's tweak them. So federal reporting is great. It's a requirement, but that's just a snapshot. It really is the deeper dives that take time, but it's time well spent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you have evidence of that. Thanks, Heather. Jody, what can you say about the role that preschool special education data plays in your state?
I think Heather really summed it up quite well, but it is about policy making and decision making in the state, in the sense of which led us to our two initiatives for inclusion Working with our LEAs out in the field and helping them create those partnerships with the daycares and preschools that they are actually going into when the child is not actually located in the district. Of course, longitudinal data tells us the most about where the state's been and even down to the district level where it is. And because so many of our districts actually don't operate their own early childhood special ed, we actually collect what school district the child lives in. So we can actually apply things back to the school district to actually see if there's a certain area of one of the educational co-ops that's struggling more. Right. And such. So a lot of that, even though, then leads us to professional development with the districts and ensuring that they understand, one, what they're reporting for us, but also how to use that data to improve their programs.
Well, both of you are doing such important work and your states are doing such an amazing job. I know that other states listening will really be inspired to hear and learn from what you all have been doing. So thank you both so much for being on and sharing your stories.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, and appreciate the opportunity to share.
A Date with Data is produced by the IDEA Data Center, which is funded by the U.S. Department of Education. Have a story about special education data that you'd like to share? We'd love to hear from you. Reach out to us at ideadata@westat.com. To learn more about our center and our work, visit us at ideadata.org.